Mishnah Vav is forbidden to do business or business activities on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And according to most, this is midrabanan. One reason given is in case you come to write something down. And as well as this, is it is certainly not in the spirit of the Yom Tov, and it's considered to be a very much weekday activity. However, we've already seen in this Masechta that people would sometimes have their shops open on Yom Tov. Because if it is not done in a business-like way, rather it's based on trust, and you don't talk about the prices at all, then it may be done. And so the focus of this Mishnah is how exactly one would be able to buy things, specifically food, on Yom Tov. Food is not the only thing which can be bought, but that was the most commonly bought thing on a Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, people may not be counted as part of a group to begin with to buy an animal on Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains that this means that people cannot go to a shopkeeper together as part of a group, or even as an individual, and say that I'm going to take a tenth of this animal, perhaps as part of a group of another 10 people, for such and such a price. As soon as you mention a price, that's already considered like business, it's no longer totally based on trust, and it is therefore forbidden on Yom Tov. Aval nimnin aleihem erev Yom Tov, but they can be counted as part of the group on that animal from before Yom Tov, and they can specify a price before Yom Tov, in which case they would be able to do the following. They would be able to slaughter it on Yom Tov, and to split the animal between them on Yom Tov. We're not concerned that during the process of splitting the animal, they will come to discuss the price, and come to weigh the amounts of meat exactly, which would also be forbidden. We trust them that they will do it in a rough way. They won't calculate things exactly, which would also be forbidden on Yom Tov. Since they anyway prepared most of it before Yom Tov, they set the price before Yom Tov, so they can do this and actually take the meat on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Huda says, Sheikel Odom Bosar Knegada Kli. A man can weigh meat on scales against a particular utensil, or Knegada Kaifitz, or some sort of sharp knife. He can't use real weights, which are designated for weighing things on scales. But again, he can do it roughly by using other random items to put on the other side of the scales. But the Chachomim say, one cannot use scales at all, because this is considered to be a very much weekday activity, and already indicates that this is a business transaction. According to Rabbi Huda, the use of scales itself is not bad. That does not show that you are doing it very exactly and precisely as you would in a proper business transaction. That is only if you use exact weights. But if you use other random items, then you're already showing that this is being done in a rough way and is not business-like. That is according to Rabbi Huda. But according to the Chachamim, it's forbidden to use scales at all.